Hello.
Oh, hey, don't put that stupid guy on the phone again. I don't like him. But, hey, do you think...
I don't care whether you like him or not. He lives here.
Well, tomorrow, do you think you could just for tomorrow, move the car out of the way? Because we got to get the cement truck in there.
For what? What do you think you're going to do? You're not putting no signs in my yard.
Well, I'm not. I'm just an office worker. But the construction men are going to come out, and they're going to put a bus stop sign up.
Who decided this?
The city of Cincinnati. They all voted. It was a big meeting and stuff.
Voted on what? On my house?
Yeah. Well, just on the yard.
Somebody else's yard.
No, the house is...
I'm not having my parking spot taken away.
Well, you have a driveway. Just flatten out your
driveway. I don't have a driveway. I got a damn mountain that goes down my driveway. I got a big driveway that goes down a hill.
It's not
a straight driveway.
You're being dramatic.
And I can't park in there.
That's exactly
two cars.
That's exactly like my driveway looks in San Andreas.
What?
That's exactly like my driveway looks in San Andreas. You have to come up a hill when you come out of the garage.
Where's San Andreas
California.
What are you doing from calling me from California?
Oh, no, it's just a video game.
What?
I'm just saying, it's really easy for me to pull out. I can pretty much ramp up into the street from my driveway.
I don't care. You're not... You ramp up into the street. How are we going to... Oh, God.
Ma'am, I think
This is crazy. You're not taking my driveway away, my parking area away.
Okay.
I don't care who you are.
You can keep the parking area. I feel like you're being kind of racist about this whole thing.
I'm not being racist. What do you mean racist?
It just seems like you're being racist. If
what's
like,
racist about keep my driveway?
Because I'm black and you're disagreeing with me.
What?
Because I'm black and you're disagreeing with me.
I didn't know you were black.
Oh yes, you did. That's the reason. That's the reason you're disagreeing with me and refusing.
It is not what I'm not giving up my parking area. I don't care what you say. Who are you from? And where are you from anyway?
I'm from the city.
California.
No.
What do you got to do with this crap?
I'm in Cincinnati, dummy. I play a video game. It's in San Andreas, California.
So what?
I was saying my driveway looks just like your driveway, and I don't have problems like you seem to.
Where do you have a driveway at? Here in Cincinnati?
No, it's in a virtual space inside of a video game.
Oh, God. Give me a break. I don't care. You're not taking my parking area, and that's it.
Well, they're going to be there tomorrow with a cement truck, so can you just move
it? I don't care what they're going to do with the cement truck. They're not taking my driveway.
Park it in front of the neighbor's driveway.
I'll be out there, because they're not taking my driveway. I'm going to call a lawyer or something, because I'm not giving up my parking area.
Well, it'll be too late, because we'll already have the cement poured and the bus shelter installed by Friday.
What? Put it in front of somebody else's house. They don't have to be in front of mine. These people next door got a straight driveway. They can get two or three cars back there. They got a big parking area in the back, and they got a straight driveway. All I got is a driveway that goes down a hill.
You could just make yourself have a straight driveway and, you know, just fill it in and make it level.
I can't have a straight driveway. What in the hell am I going to do with filling my garage door?
Fill it up with rocks.
Oh, God.
Fill up the whole garage with rocks.
I got a cement driveway.
I know.
And it goes down a mountain.
I can see it here on the plans, and it's not a mountain. It's just a little bitty hill. Quit exaggerating.
Well, I can't get up and down it, and when there's any snow, any ice, or anything, you can't get out of it.
You're just full of complaints. Anyway,
I forget it. I'm tired of it. You're listening to the Snowplow Show here on Prankcore Nation. We're calling lords and customers, causing massive aggravation.
This is the Snowplow Show, episode 554. Today is Sunday, May 19th, 2019, and this one's brought to you by Buster Casey, Serial Shitter, Cody No Name, Synth Head, and Derek S. Thanks, all five of you, for supporting the show, and thanks to a few of the new people who've signed up recently, like Kevin P. and Ben M. and the Stunning Kruger Effect. I appreciate all the support that's been keeping the show going. I've been sick for a couple of days, so I might sound like crap. Probably gonna be sniffing the whole time. Sorry if I do that today. I don't know why I'm sick again. It's not like I ever leave the house. But it's been a nice couple of days just laying around watching TV. HoboCon 2019, that's happening still. It's gonna be on September 7th, 2019 in Chicago. The location is still kind of unclear. I know GAD and Dwight and all them are kind of working out the details of that, but it's going to be somewhere in Chicago, so be sure to book your flights immediately and come out to Chicago and say hello. I think it's going to be most of the same people that was there last year, like Dwight, Carlito, me, hopefully, JAG TV, G-Ad, Parkman, all kinds of people. Here, let me look at the attendance list. I never know who to believe on this list of who is actually going. Wasted Memory, I'm sure he'll be there. Max Power claims he's going. I don't know if he lives nearby. Maybe he is, maybe he isn't. Buster Casey, Casey Jones, Gloria, Dom. Oh, Dom's going to be there. I didn't know that. Dom the Bomb. Matt Hillock, of course. Jack Heliquin. How could I forget him? Jack's going to be there. Ben Kilburn, I doubt you're really going to be there. Are you? You're on another continent. Murdoch says he's going to be there. We'll see about that. I don't know. Lots of people. I see a few people in here that say they're going to be there, but they also said the same thing last year, and then they didn't show up. So whatever. Anyway, it should be fun. September 7th, from around noon till around 5, maybe. That doesn't seem like very long. I don't think I really have any other announcements, so I'm going to look through my request folder here and see what I can find.
Ha! Remember payphones? Those were the days. I mean, where would Superman change now? Inside a little tiny cellular phone? No way, you'd have to be way too small, wouldn't work.
I've got a list here from Frank, who says, "Hey Roy, what you doing? I'm a longtime listener, have never called or left a voicemail, but I have these numbers from a place I may or may not work at. It's a charter bus company. All these people went to New Orleans during Fat Tuesday weekend for Mardi Gras. A lot of the numbers are the same, but there's still a bunch. Hope to hear them one day on the show." So, okay, I'll call a few of these. You sent them to me upside down, so I have to figure out how to rotate the images in my Doc Hub account. There we go. All done. I don't really know what to say to these people. Maybe I'll tell them I'm the bus driver and they kept looking at me. These people keep hanging up on me.
Hello?
Hi, Tammy.
Who?
I was calling for Tammy. Did I not reach Tammy?
Oh, no, you had a wrong number.
Ah, god damn it. Is that why you kept hanging up on me?
I don't know.
You didn't go to New Orleans for Mardi Gras?
For who?
Mardi Gras. You know Mardi Gras. Woo! Mardi Gras. You weren't on You know the charter bus to Mardi Gras?
Yes.
You were on the bus. I was the bus driver.
The bus driver?
Yeah. Like, so are you not Tammy, or are you lying to me? I'm so confused.
What do you mean?
Well, is this Tammy? Because there was a small problem.
No.
Okay. So you didn't leave this money on the bus, because we found money in your seat. We just thought it might be yours.
No, I'm sorry.
Were you on the bus?
What bus?
The charter bus to New Orleans.
What charter bus?
The one to New Orleans, dummy. You went to Mardi Gras.
No, I didn't.
Okay, why'd they use your phone number on here? This is bullshit. It's a waste of my time. God damn it, shit fuck.
Oh, you got the wrong number. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Well, I hope you have a nice night.
You do the same.
Are you watching TV? What you doing?
No, I'm asleep.
You're asleep?
Mm-hmm.
So my phone call's like a dream to you, isn't it?
Nope. So have a good day.
All right. I hope you have nice dreams. What the hell? Sleeping in the middle of the day? So there we go. The first one sucked. That went nowhere. Let's see if the next one has a real phone number on it.
Hello?
Hey, Cassandra?
Yes?
This is Eddie. I'm with the charter bus company. Went down to New Orleans for Mardi Gras, you know?
Yes,
Not too long ago. Yeah, we were looking on the security footage of the bus, and you kept taking your boobs out and, like, demanding beads during the ride, and that is not cool. You know, we could lose our bus license for that. Why? That was the most annoyed hang-up noise I've ever heard.
Hello?
Hi, Monet?
Yes?
Hey, this is Steve. I'm with the charter bus that you took down to New Orleans.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Pretty good. We were just looking on the security camera footage and noticed you kept taking your boobs out and shaking them around and demanding beads like on the bus. You're not allowed to do that until you get to New Orleans.
Okay.
So just, you know, like if you travel with us in the future, could you please not do that?
Are you serious right now?
Yeah, we just, like, I know it's Mardi Gras and everything, but you just can't be doing that.
You
gotta wait.
I think you have the wrong number.
You're being a little impatient there. You know, just wait till you get to New Orleans for that kind of thing.
I think you have the wrong number.
Oh, we know it was you. You were sitting in seat A8.
I don't even remember what seat I was sitting in, but I'm almost positive that wasn't me.
We know. Oh, you're almost positive? Like, how much were you drinking?
I didn't drink. We didn't even go during Mardi Gras. We went on the weekend.
Well, you were acting drunk. Like, you're shaking your boobs everywhere and, like, give me beads. Woo!
And okay.
It's not cool.
You know, okay, well, thanks for letting me know.
There were kids on that bus. They don't need to see boobs. This list is going horribly. I've only got one more on this page. Most of these numbers have not answered.
Hello?
Hello, Clovis?
Nope, hold on.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello, Clovis?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Steve Dave from the charter bus company. You went down to New Orleans recently?
Yeah.
Hey, we noticed on the security camera you kept giving everyone snake eyes.
What do you mean?
You were giving everyone snake eyes. You're just looking at them. You know, just kind of looking. Because we got complaints, so we looked on the security camera. And we noticed you just kept looking at everybody. You're just looking.
I don't know. What the hell are you talking about?
You just kept looking at everyone. You're giving them snake eyes. Like on the bus? Like for the whole bus ride. You were just looking at people. Just looking at them.
Oh, yeah? What, are you paranoid?
No, I'm not. It's not me. Like, I'm just here in the security department. I'm just saying, you, on the bus, you kept looking at everyone and giving them snake eyes. We had multiple complaints about this.
Boy, that's not nice, is it?
No, I don't think so. And then Pauline, she kept winking her butthole at people.
I think you're some kind of a fucking creep.
Well, I ain't no creep. I'm not the one winking my butthole at complete strangers on a bus. Pauline? Pauline?
Huh?
Pauline? She hung up. Here, let me try. I need an apology from Pauline, at least.
Hey, creep, how did you get this number?
I work for the charter bus company. Can I talk to Pauline, please?
What are you, a fucking gay?
What, because I want to talk to your wife? What, is she gay?
Hello?
Hey, Pauline, can you just apologize for winking your butthole at everyone?
Pardon?
Can you apologize for winking your butthole to strangers on the bus, please? We just need an apology. That's all okay. Why'd he call me gay for wanting to talk to his wife? That's weird.
Hello?
Hello, Rhonda.
Yes.
Hey there. This is Steve Dave. I'm with the charter bus company. You used this to go down to New Orleans?
Nope. Don't know any. Oh, I did before, quite a while ago.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's been a little while. We found something of yours on the bus. It's been sitting here in the lost and found for a while now.
Really? What did you find?
Your bag of marijuana.
Is this a crank call or what?
Oh, no, of course not. No, we're just, we've been trying to get a hold of you and you haven't returned the calls. We just wanted to know what you wanted us to
I'm
do
sorry.
With this.
It's not mine. I have no idea what you're talking about. Goodbye.
Oh, no, we're sure it's yours. It's like, it has your name. Okay. Somebody's going to fess up to leaving their marijuana behind.
Hello?
Hello, Marissa?
Yeah.
It's Steve Dave from the charter bus company. You came down here to New Orleans a while back.
Okay.
And we found something of yours. You left it behind on the bus.
I did?
Yeah.
Here. What did we leave?
It's a bag of marijuana. It's about...
Oh,
That's not mine.
Oh, no, it has your name on it.
No way.
And by the way, we could smell it on, the bus driver was saying he could smell it on the bus and he didn't know who was doing it. And if that was you, that was not cool, because...
Dude,
you know,
that wasn't me. I can guarantee you I don't smoke pot.
Well, then why do you have a bag of marijuana here?
Okay, this is not funny anymore, dude. I don't know what you're trying to pull or what you're trying to say, but we didn't have a bag of marijuana on the bus to New Orleans. I can tell you that right now.
Well, I'm not trying to pull anything. I just, like, you know, you left
your... And I don't know who the hell you are, but I don't think it's cool. I didn't have... He
tells
me I had a bag of marijuana on.
Just hang up. No, you don't. You have to entertain it.
Hey, shut up, Darren. We're not talking to you.
I don't know who this is.
But no, like, she got way too offended for just, you know, marijuana. That's the big deal. Jeez.
Hello?
Hey, Marissa, if you don't want this back, can I have it?
Well, can I ask who this is?
My name is Steve Dave. I already told you that. I'm with the Charter Bus Company. We're just going through the lost and found, and we found your weed. And if you don't want it, I mean, we can't mail this to you, but...
Well, I don't have a bag that had marijuana in it.
Yeah, and we don't smoke.
Hey, you know, you can shut up, sir. Stay off the phone. This is Marissa's call. But no, if you don't mind, is it okay if I just take it?
You do what you want with it, dude. Not mine.
Okay. Well, no, it's definitely yours. It has your name on it.
No, there ain't no way it got marijuana. It ain't got my name on it.
Oh, yes, it does. It's right here. I'll send you a picture of it.
Well, tell me. Please do. Send me a picture.
Okay, maybe I will. But like,
I'd say don't bother and do whatever the hell you need to do with it.
But you don't have to get all defensive just because I found your marijuana. It's not a big deal. Like, it's practically legal.
Yeah, but it's not mine.
So what? Like, it's not like I said I found...
And who are you anyway? This is a joke.
Oh, shut the fuck up, Darren.
Yeah, whatever, dude.
Look, to be honest, I've already smoked a little bit of it, but there's a lot of it in here. I just want to know if I can have the whole bag.
You do what you need to, dude. You enjoy.
Enjoy
okay.
It.
Yeah, thanks for leaving your marijuana behind. I appreciate it.
Yeah, well, all right. I don't want mine, but you can help yourself to it.
Absolutely.
I will. Yeah, hey, shut the fuck up, Darren. Eat a bag
all
of dicks.
Right,
this is one of the guys that was on the bus that you were talking to. Had to have been.
Maybe.
Oh, I'm trying to picture.
I just work at the charter company. I'm just in the lost and found.
Okay.
Why is that funny?
All right.
I think it's pretty funny.
All right. Bye. I'm going to go smoke your marijuana that you left. Okay, there she goes. She was much more calm that time around. Fucking Darren, though. I do not like Darren.
The Google Fi subscriber you have called is not available. Please leave a message after the tone.
Darn. You know, a lot of these are the exact same area code and prefix I've noticed on these phone numbers. So I thought it was all like retirement home phone numbers or something like that. But maybe they're all Google Fi numbers, because that was one of the many numbers in the same area code and prefix. Very weird. I can't really get anyone else to answer, so I guess I'm just done with these for now. Maybe I'll try them again later. Thank you, Frank, for sending these in. So here's a pretty old list of HOA classifieds from Max Power again. It looks like I've already gone through the list and called a lot of them, but quite a few didn't pick up. And these were sent back in March, so probably the items are no longer available. But that's okay. That can be fun, too. Here's a guy selling a Honda CRV cargo shelf. Gray fabric, will hold heavy items, $69. Oh, yeah. Call Harvey.
Hello?
Hello, is Harvey around?
No, he's not.
Where's he at? What's he doing?
Who is this?
This is Steve Dave.
Who?
Steve Dave. I live here in the neighborhood.
Oh, okay. He's up at swimming.
Oh, okay. Hey, you know that big tree in your yard?
Yeah,
do you think
you're going to ask me what it is, and I don't know what it is.
Oh, no, I don't give a shit. I was just wondering, can you cut it down?
Did he cut it down?
No, will you cut it down? It's in the way. It's in my way. I'm trying to look through my telescope, and it's like right in the line of sight of Venus.
Oh, okay.
Do you think you could just cut that down?
Yeah, I really doubt it.
Why not?
Okay, who is this, really?
This is Steve Dave. I'm one of your neighbors.
Where do you live?
Just around the bend.
Oh, okay.
I'm kind of...
Well, he'll be home in about an hour if you want to call him back and ask him.
Okay, do you know if you still have that Honda CRV cargo shelf thing?
Uh-huh.
Is that still available?
Yep, we still have it.
Cool, and it's $69?
If that's what it says, I don't even know what it was.
Yeah,
That's
what
something.
It says. I was thinking maybe there's a double meaning. Like, why would he make it 69?
Oh, my God. No, don't start on this. I don't know who you are. And if you want to talk to Harvey, call him back in an hour, okay?
Well, do you know what it really is if he's putting 69 on there?
Oh, I'm sure that's what it is if that's what he put.
Well, I don't know. Why would he choose 69 of all numbers?
I have no idea.
Is this
crazy,
like some
probably it.
Some weird sex thing? Because I don't want to get involved in anything.
You know the neighborhood.
Yeah, yep, I know.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he should be back in about an hour. You can call him back, okay?
Okay, well, can I just call him at the swimming hole?
Well, you could go down there. He didn't take his phone with him.
Oh, I don't want to. I don't really want to walk.
Okay.
I'm fat.
Okay.
We'll all right.
Back,
okay. Okay, I might.
Alrighty.
All right.
Bye.
Bye, honey. Damn it, Harvey. Well, that's the only lady that I could get to pick up on this list. So I think I'm just going to throw this one out because I got through to most of them the last time I did them, and the rest of these people just aren't picking up. One of them was disconnected. So rest in peace, that person. Thanks, Max Power, for the list, though. Let's see what else I've got here. I've got a very short homeowners association list here from Nico. She says it's a 55 and over community. You could say the HOA is changing the policy and allowing people under the age of 55 to move in. Wouldn't that be terrible? The organization recently split into two entities, and now residents pay an increased HOA and condo fee. There's a man-made water reservoir in the development. Oh, I guess there is currently. The HOA is going to replace it with a community pool and allow the surrounding neighborhoods to use the pool. Okay. Oh, and she says it's a pro-Trump area, so say you're changing the name of the neighborhood from blah, blah, blah to Bernie Sanders Court. Yeah, I'm just going to say I'm going to change the street names. Let's try that one first.
Hello?
Hello, Philip?
Yes?
Hey, it's Steve Dave from the Homeowners Association.
Yes?
I was calling to let you know we're going to be changing the name of the street here. The city is going to...
Oh, you are?
Yeah, we're working with the city. They're going to change it on Monday. It's going to be Bernie Sanders Drive.
You got to be kidding.
No, why would I kid about this?
I have no idea.
Okay. Well, yeah, it just, you know, like, drive, that just sounded too generic. So we're going to change it to Bernie Sanders Drive.
Goodness gracious.
What's wrong with that? Is that going to be a problem for you?
It's a little political, I think.
Well, yeah, but you know, there's already a Trump drive taken in this town, so we're just going to do this one, Bernie Sanders Drive.
Oh my God!
Whenever somebody writes you a letter,
I certainly hope you're kidding because I'll have so many documents I've got to change.
Yeah,
it'd be unbelievable.
Well, no, the old address will still work when people send you a letter for a while. You know, for the next 6 months, I guess. But
oh my God.
You're going to have to tell them all to update it to Bernie Sanders Drive.
What about house numbers?
Oh, no, those stay the same. So you're still 118 Bernie Sanders Drive.
My God.
But you're going to need to update your checks.
Whose idea was this?
That was mine. I'm a Bernie head, you know. I like Mr. Sanders. Bernie Sanders 2020, you know. I think he's really going to make it this time.
I should send you a few economic books.
Why? Why would you do that?
So the country won't go totally broke. It's pretty bad right now.
Yeah. But Bernie Sanders, he's going to fix it, though. When he's president in 2020, he'll fix everything.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yep. But just so you know, you now live on Bernie Sanders Drive. It's kind of like you're a supporter now.
Well, I guess I'll believe it when I see it.
Yeah, well, it's happening on Monday. You're going to see it tomorrow. They're going to come out. The city's coming out and changing all the street signs.
My God, you got to be kidding.
Nope. Nope, I wouldn't kid about this. I'm a Christian.
What are you doing, calling everyone in the neighborhood?
Yeah, I just thought you should all know that you're going to want to have everyone send their letters to you at you know, Bernie Sanders Drive from now on.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
I'm glad you agree with this change.
I don't agree with it.
Why don't you agree with it? It's a more interesting name.
Because I've probably got about 40 documents I've got to go change.
Yeah, just use Whiteout.
I've got so many documents I'd have to change. It's almost unbelievable.
Yeah, just use Whiteout. Just get some Whiteout. Just white it out and then write Bernie.
Whiteout is all on computer.
Yeah, well, you know, then it's really easy if it's on the computer.
Yeah, about a week's worth of work.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll be easy. Piece of cake, right?
No, not a piece of cake at all.
Whatever.
Couldn't be worse. Couldn't have a worse choice, especially with politics the way they are today. It's best to stay right away from it.
Yeah, we're gonna change all the street names in this area to political candidates and stuff. To help raise awareness for politics.
I think it's too aware right now. It's too raised too much and too divisive right now.
Yeah. What do you know, though?
Well, I know a little engineering.
Well, see, that's not politics. That's engineering.
That's right.
Yep.
Engineers know better than to do such stupid things.
I guess, if you say so. Anyway, I got other people to call here.
Okay, yeah.
Hey, did they happen to tell you about the bus stop they're going to put in your front yard?
Oh, yeah, no.
Oh, yep. There's going to be a bus stop in your front yard.
Boy, just what we need.
Yeah. Just so you know, they're going to be carving out a big section of your lawn for a bus stop.
Sure. Why not?
Yep. Okay. They'll be starting on that next week. And he hung up. He was not enthused about any of it. Whoopee. But Nico was right. They sure don't like Bernie Sanders. And I guess there's only one street in this neighborhood. It's just a big loop. And the street name is basically the name of the homeowners association.
Hello?
Hello, Patricia?
Yes?
Hey, it's Steve Day from the homeowners association.
Yes?
I was calling to let you know we're going to be putting a bus stop in your front yard. Directly in front of your house. So we're going to have to carve out some of your lawn.
Oh, really?
Yep. We're going to start on that tomorrow, the construction.
Are you kidding me? Is this a joke?
Oh, no, I would not kid about this. Why would you think it's a joke?
Why would they do that in front of my house?
Well, it's just,
why not put it down farther?
Down farther?
Are you?
Why would we put it down farther?
I don't know. Isn't there any other space they could put something like that?
Oh, no, they just decided on yours because yours is nice. It has that big tree there. So it's going to go kind of between the big tree and the driveway. Right in front of the mailbox.
Right in front of the mailbox?
Yeah, well, no, it's the bus stop is going to be carved into your yard. So we're going to carve out a big space in your yard to put the shelter and the bench. And the bus stop sign?
I know you got to be. You know what? Let's start over because I know you're kidding me.
No, I wouldn't.
Is this a joke?
Why would I kid about this? I'm calling from the Homeowners Association.
Because it's ridiculous. Why in the world would you put a bus stop in my front yard?
Well, we just
it makes no sense to me. That's going to be ugly.
We need to have a bus stop here in the neighborhood, and there's like none. There's no bus stops at all.
Well, who decided it would go there?
I did, personally. I thought that was the best place for it. We looked at a overview.
I mean, you couldn't talk to me about, I mean, nobody could call me? Nobody could talk to me about it?
Well, no, I'm calling you right now and talking to you about it. We're going to be putting a bus stop.
But you're telling me it's going to be done.
Yeah.
You're not asking me. You're not asking my opinion.
Well,
you're telling me it's going to be done.
Yeah, but, you know, you don't get a choice or anything. We're the Homeowners Association. It's just a bus stop. It's not a big deal.
It's still ugly. It's going to make the front of my house very unattractive, and nobody's going to even want to buy it.
You can't even see the front of your house because of those two trees.
Oh, come on.
So
Oh, come on, those little trees. Are you kidding me?
Well, they're as big as your house.
You can see the front of my house.
They're as big as your house.
Get out of here.
And you have you have junk in your lawn. You have like a chair underneath that one tree and everything.
Oh, you know what? Now I know it's a joke. Who is this?
Why do you think it's a joke? I wouldn't kid about this.
It is a joke. It is a joke because there's no chair. Now I know it's a joke. No, there is no chair.
There used to be a chair underneath that tree.
There has been nothing under my tree.
Okay, well,
nothing ever. 5 years.
Okay,
never.
Settle down. Anyway, just so you know, when the construction people get there tomorrow.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you.
And you'll know it's real when they arrive.
Sure. Okay.
Whatever.
Okay.
Okay. It's going to be a 10-foot bus stop. 10-foot tall.
Okay. All right. Bye.
We have to accommodate tall people.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you so much.
All right. I hope you have a nice evening.
And you as well.
And don't be interfering with the construction people tomorrow when they arrive.
No, I'm not going to interfere with them. Not at all.
Don't lay down in front of the bulldozer or anything.
Stupid. Bye.
All right. Bye. Man, I gave it away with the chair thing. I just looked, and the Google Maps thing that I'm looking at, the street view, is from September of 2013. And there's just a lawn chair sitting underneath the tree. But apparently that was enough to give it away to her.
Sorry, the number you have reached is not in service.
Aw, rest in peace, John and Elaine.
Hello?
Hello, Herbert?
Yes?
Hey, it's Steve Dave from the Homeowners Association.
Oh, hi.
Hi. Yeah. Hey.
What can I do for you?
Well, we're going to be, I'm not sure if you're aware of this or not, but we're going to be carving a bus stop into your front lawn.
Doing what?
Like right where your front lawn is, right where it joins the sidewalk, you know? We're going to be carving a bus stop out right in front, like right next to your driveway.
Why?
So there's a bus stop in the area, because we don't have any bus stops around here.
Well, what can I do? I object.
Oh, too late, too late. They're coming tomorrow to start the construction. They're going to be carving out a large section of your yard, about 20 feet by 40 feet.
Between the sidewalk and the house?
Yeah, yep, and there's going to be a bus shelter and a bench and a bus stop sign.
Oh, come on, I am not putting up with
How
that
can
kind
we?
Of crap.
That's awful.
That well, no, it's
we
not
were
awful.
Never
it's...
informed, never asked.
Yeah, but now you can easily use the bus. You can just walk out, and it's just right outside your door.
Yeah, no.
You'll know when it arrives because you'll hear the hydraulics and you know the big diesel engine. Huh?
How can I stop that?
Oh, how can you stop it? You just go out there and just wave like, "Hey, bus, wait for me," and he'll wait for you to get on.
No. How do I stop you putting that stuff in front of my house?
Oh no, it's not a big deal. It's good for the neighborhood. It's good for the economy.
It's not for you. It's not a big deal. It is for me. Why should I have to put up with that?
Well,
why didn't you put it in a place where there's no house?
Well, we want it to be in a populated area, so it's, you know, convenient for everyone.
A populated area? Come on. This is ridiculous.
It's going to be most convenient for you. I think you'd appreciate this.
I don't need a bus stop, and I don't want it in front of this house.
You know, you might want it someday. You might want to start taking the bus. Buses have come a long ways.
Listen,
you know?
You're not listening to me. I don't want it in front of the house, and how come nobody asked me about this?
You know what? The bus shelter, I'm trying to explain to you. It's going to have glass walls, so it's going to be like it's not even there. It's like it's invisible.
Well, then why don't you put it in front of yours?
No, I don't even live around here. I'm like way down the street. But no, we need one right around that area.
It's a bus stop for God,
it's a public.
Who authorized this?
I did personally. It's a public city bus, so you're gonna have all types coming through here.
Well, if it's a public city bus,
yep.
How can you put it on my property?
Where it's eminent domain. We're allowed to just kind of take a little bit of your lawn and turn it into a bus stop. But you don't want to stop progress anyway. Come on.
Well, I don't know. They're going to have to.
Will you tell that lady in the background to shut up?
There's so many places that don't have a house in front of it. Why in the hell don't they? Isn't it put in an open place? Across the street, there's a big empty lot.
Yeah, but, we just figured this would be the best place. I picked it out personally myself.
No, it's not the best place. It's the best place for who?
For everyone, especially for you.
The people up at the top of the hill?
You are going to be able to, you probably won't even want to own a car anymore, because you'll have the bus stop right there.
Oh, come on. I just can't believe you're telling me this.
Keep the car parked there.
Will you tell that lady? Tell that lady in the background to be quiet. She's being loud.
Listen, you.
You're out.
Wait a minute.
Okay. And the lady in the background is part of this too, so don't tell me to shut up.
You're being rude. He's on the phone. Shut up.
You are being rude by doing this to us, never asking, never requesting, and doing it for what? The benefit of sir?
Well, the benefit of everyone, especially you. You're going to benefit the most.
What do you mean, everyone? Well, there's only a small community in this.
Yeah, they're probably all going to get
land available that's not in my front yard or anybody's front yard.
Well, nobody wants a bus stop that's out in the middle of nowhere.
Well, there's plenty of places that aren't. You mean we're the only house in this neighborhood that this could be put in front of?
You know, this is going to be good for the earth because people are going to get rid of their cars.
No. It's not going to be good for the value of my house to have a bus stop in the front yard.
And it will increase the value of your house because people will be like, oh, look.
You have one in front of your house?
That lady in the background needs to shut up. Just tell her to shut up.
You're being an SOB. Concerned and alarmed, don't seem to understand our concern.
Okay, well, you're not even going to know
I'm going to be out there in the front of this house, and they're going to have to arrest me for stop because I am not going to permit.
Oh, you better not. No laying down in front of the bulldozers because that's you're interfering with our progress.
Yeah, whose progress?
We'll charge you a fine for doing that.
Who are you?
I'm with the Homeowners Association. We'll charge you a fine for interfering with this because we're getting paid money for this.
You're with the Homeowners Association here?
Yeah, with Homeowners Association.
What's your name?
My name is Steve Dave.
What is it?
Tell her to shut up. Tell her to stay out of your conversation.
Jason, don't be so damn rude.
Why don't you come over here, buddy?
Who's that guy? Tell him to shut up, too.
Why don't you come over here and tell me to shut up?
Hey, why don't you just shut up? Just get shut the fuck up, sir.
Don't be obnoxious to him. He's obnoxious. That doesn't mean we have to be obnoxious.
Oh, you're the one being obnoxious. You say you're going to lay down in front of the bulldozer.
I don't want it in front of my yard?
Well, you say you're going to
put it in front of yours.
You say you're going to stop the workmen and lay down in front of the bulldozer. That's stupid.
Why didn't you put it in front of your house?
Because I don't want a fucking bus stop in front of my house.
No, I don't either.
Oh, you are a prick, dude.
Hey, tell that guy to shut up. Shut the fuck up, sir.
Listen, okay, so...
Who the fuck do you think he is? Who is that guy?
I cannot believe that you have done this without consulting me.
Well, it's not just me. I'm just the guy that picked the location. I'm like, yep, right in front of his house is perfect.
No, it's not. It's perfect for who?
For you. You get to take the bus now.
That baloney. I don't want it. If you're doing it for me, stop. I don't want it.
No, it's for everyone. No, everyone gets to use the bus. I told you, it's like an invisible bus stop. It's going to be glass walls.
Invisible bus stop.
Yeah, well, it's glass walls. You can't really. I mean, there's going to be advertisements on the glass, but other than that, it's glass walls.
Oh, God in heaven.
I don't know. I don't know how I'm going to stop it. But when are you saying they're supposed to come?
Tomorrow morning. First thing tomorrow morning, the trucks are going
to
be there.
Very courteous of you. They're very courteous of you to bring this up to me 12 hours before they're going to come.
Well, because we knew you'd just throw a fit about it like this, exactly like you're being.
Yeah. So you wanted to avoid, you knew that we wouldn't be happy with it, so you didn't tell us.
Yeah, we knew you'd be
last
a
minute.
Jerk about the whole thing. So.
Yeah, that's very considerate of you. You're such a gentleman.
Well, you're welcome.
To hide something from me until the last minute.
You should have known it was going to happen. Take more of an interest in local events.
What's your name again?
Steve Dave. For the third time, it's Steve Dave.
Spell the last name, please.
It's a D as in W, A as in R, Y as in U, and S as in C.
Well, I don't know what I can do to stop this, but I sure have very little respect for whoever made
not.
This decision
without
talking to me.
Just let progress take its course.
You don't see anything wrong with the judgment that came upon my house without me.
We got to have bus stops. We need bus stops, sir.
We've been 4 or 5 years here without one, and we seem to have survived.
Yeah, but you're all using your cars and destroying the earth with all your emissions and stuff. The bus that runs on beans.
Oh my God, I'm having this is insanity. You're not being at all logical.
Maybe you should get a car that runs on vegetable oil, and we wouldn't have to do this. Stop being so lazy.
What's the bus going to run on?
It's going to run on beans.
Beans?
Tell her to be quiet.
No, I don't have to be quiet. This is my house.
Stop eavesdropping, lady. That's illegal.
What's illegal?
Stop eavesdropping. What is he?
I don't know. I can't believe he. I can't believe he lives in our community. I can't believe he lives in our community.
I can't either. What's his name? I don't even know.
I already told you like 8 times. Steve Dave.
What is it?
Steve Dave. Hey, you just shut up. Quit eavesdropping, lady.
Steve Dave. I think it's a crank call.
Yeah.
Crank call.
Your wife wins the prize, sir. It is a prank call. This is just a prank. Ha ha ha! Gotcha. There's not really a bus stop going up in your yard.
You are obnoxious.
I know, but you know it's a prank call. I'm supposed to be. That was bullshit. They were all ganging up on me, yelling at me, calling me names. I got called a prick and an SOB. What a bunch of bullshit! It looks like that's all of the people that are going to answer on that list. Thank you, Nico, for sending that one in. By the way, the bus shelter thing, I mean, I know I've done that before, but it's kind of on my mind because people have been posting a lot of this article in the PLA Facebook group. A few people have emailed it to me, like Austin and Mark. The city of Madison digs a bus stop out of a woman's yard without telling her first. On Thursday, she came home to find a giant hole cut out of her front yard. She had to chase down construction workers to find out that it was for a bus pad, which gives easier access for people with disabilities. This lady's upset about people with disabilities. I should have brought up that point to that guy. She's made calls to her alder, the city, the mayor, the metro, and multiple lawyers. She understands it has to go somewhere, she just doesn't want it in her front yard. Right in front of her window. The lady, it's going to be invisible. It's got glass walls. You'll look out your window and you'll see advertisements on the glass and graffiti. So I'll have to put a link to that in the show notes. If you want to read about all the fun that lady's having with the city, carving a bus stop in her front yard.
Hey, Brad, it's Corbin. Hey, how you doing?
Corbin guy.
Yeah, long fucking brain fart of a message. Nice. Good job.
Okay.
You know what? I was thinking about it, and I realized that it has been literally about 2 years since I have last tortured you with some sort of performance art noise.
Long time.
About 3 or 4 years.
Yep.
Was that my offset?
I don't know, Corbin guy.
Was that what, like, you know?
What's your goddamn
first, like,
point?
Really got your attention? Me torturing you that way?
Yeah, I don't know. All right, bye, Corbin guy. Fucking Corbin guy.
Bro,
fuck is up with your voicemail machine?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I forgot I changed my voicemail. Hey, Big Moist.
Did you just change that recently? That was hilarious.
I changed it immediately after the last show because I was so annoyed with voicemails that day.
I wasn't expecting that. I'm sorry. This is Big Moist. Hey. I was actually just going to call to say I thought it was so hilarious how annoyed you were getting with the last voicemails. You could tell you were just getting really frustrated, right? Is that why you changed the message?
It happens.
Okay, well, I actually have something to say. I was going to say the intro for your last song, the one that Zombie Cat made, is what it said in the notes. Mm-hmm. I like that song a lot, and I tried like looking up Zombie Cat, and all I found was like, stuff not with the song. Ooh. You have somewhere that I can save it or listen
sure.
to it or something?
I will put a link just for you in the show notes on snowplowshow.com. Here, let me find it right now so I don't forget. Oh, there's two by Zombie Cat. I don't know which one you want. Probably this one. I think I remember playing this one recently. It's called The Lonely Ballad of the Phone Ranger. I have just put a link to that in the show notes if you want to download it. Hopefully it wasn't the other one that you wanted. Shit, maybe it was. I'm going to go ahead and put a link to that one, too. It's called Sand Down the Toilet. There. They are both in the show notes for you.
Okay, bye. And hopefully the voicemails get better because you sounded very, very upset.
Yeah.
But love you, Brad. Take care.
Oh, bye. Thanks.
My name is Rico Rox. R-O-X-X.
That's nice.
Hey, Brad.
Hey.
I mean, hello, raping because... cups poor, shall I say. I noticed I had a bunch of interesting things to talk about, but instead of that one, I'm going to talk about your voicemail intro.
Wow. You're 30 seconds.
That's changed.
It's almost up.
I could tell you're drunk. Like, the whole time while I was listening to it, I could tell you're fucking drunk.
I don't drink.
And I was like, oh my god, I can tell you're fucking drunk. Coming from one drunk to another. But then you admitted it. You were like, I don't give a fuck. I'm fine. Let me take another drink.
That's a nice description of my voicemail. Thanks for that, Rico Rox.
Hola, Brad. I wanted to call you JonBenet Bradsey, but I don't want to piss anyone off.
That's awesome. Anyway. No, that's my new name from now on, JonBenet Bradsey. Now that Roy's dead, that'll be my new name, JonBenet Bradsey.
This last episode was fucking amazing. I, in the history of my many months listening to the show, have never audibly awed at the show until today. That fool was like, yeah, I'll take that dog. I don't want him to be put down. Dude, I was at work like, oh, what the fuck is that? You know what I signed up for? I didn't sign up for feelings. Where are the ha-has?
That's right.
Anyway, it was amazing. So thank you for that.
You're welcome.
This is Christine, by the way. I don't know if you know. Hey. But anyway, thanks a lot. You're really rad. And I'll see you later.
Thanks, Christine. I think she said Christine. It's hard to hear.
Hey, Brad, it's your old buddy, Chaos Cowboy, calling in with a question for you. Would you rather...
Oh, God.
Have
what the fuck? The summer camp or something?
Voicemail that's 30 seconds and a stupid question, or a voicemail that's 3 minutes, but it's a really good idea.
3 minutes.
Let us know. Thanks, Brad.
3 minutes, really good idea. Sounds great. I mean, if it's a good voicemail, I'll keep playing it for as long as I want to, but usually it's like, you know, 2 minutes of Rico Rox just rambling.
Damn you, Roy.
Hey,
Ruprecht here.
Ruprecht.
Damn you with that message. Damn you. I've lost my whole train of thought.
See, now everyone's going to have to call into the voicemail to see what everyone's referring to. If you want to do that, the phone number is 814-422-5309.
I have no idea what I wanted to ask. So one thing, evolve Steve Days into Steve Days. That was fucking funny.
Okay.
I think it needs to be Steve Days. G-A-Y-S from now on.
All right.
But I completely forgot everything thanks to your voice message. It was funny, though. Probably
thanks.
Not going to be funny the second time I go through that.
Yeah, probably going to piss you off next time.
It was funny. Thanks for fucking me up, Roy.
Anytime. You know what I like about the name Steve Days? Because I spelled it out for somebody in a call earlier today. And every one of the letters in the name Days is confusing with the phonetic alphabet. Because it's D as in W, A as in R, Y as in U, and S as in C. It's perfect for confusing the crap out of people.
Oh my god, Brad. How many Four Locos did you have before you recorded that message of yours?
It's like every voicemail now is going to be referring to the message on the voicemail. This is what I get for changing it.
It's King Cobra / Red Eagle.
Hey.
So, my question is that
on the last episode when you were doing the last wills and testaments, you had this one guy, you called up the guy that you gave him the fake address to go to, but then recalled him up because you were didn't want him to go there. Why were you so afraid of like letting him know like what your podcast is? Because you accidentally mentioned that to him. So I'm like wondering.
Well, no,
like,
I mentioned it to him on purpose.
Why?
But then he has to be the one person who's actually going to go to an address, and then he knows who I am.
Is that, are you like afraid they're going to call the cops, or you just don't want extra exposure, or whatever? Because
I don't need any trouble.
I think most people would probably listen to these calls and be a good sport about it, and probably become fans. So that's just my question I have for you and the show. All right, that was a crazy voicemail message. At the beginning, probably should shorten that.
Okay, thanks, bye. I have always found that it's best if the people I call don't find out what show this is, because when they do, like when I was doing a lot of the Twitter complainers a few years ago, I would put up screen captures of the tweets where they were doing the complaining, and people would use those screen captures to figure out the names of the Twitter people, and then they would send them messages and be like, hey, look at this, Phone Losers is making fun of you for your tweet. And then guess what happened when they did that? They would issue takedown requests to YouTube, and they would give me a bunch of shit and threaten to sue me. I know it's mostly just empty threats, but I really don't need that kind of thing happening. I especially don't need them doing takedown requests on YouTube, getting me strikes and stuff. So that was the main reason. I mean, I know I still told him my show name, but I figure if I make him go to an address and he knows my show name, then he's gonna try extra hard to screw with me. Probably not, but you never know. Here's four voicemails from some person. I will play the most recent one.
This is Seth again from Georgia.
And hey, Seth.
I remembered the question that I was asking, that I was gonna ask.
Yeah, yeah, be sure to reference your last three voicemails.
You know, with the Cactus song that you play in the beginning of your show, is if you play that one phone call, and then you go, there's like a song, and then one of the songs is, goes like, I'm not going to sing it because it's gay, but it's like Cactus.
It's a gay song, but you're interested in it.
And some clips, and then one of them is, you got to be crapping on my balls, and I found that really funny. What's the song called? Anyway. Oh, it was probably... This is...
Yeah, I don't know what it's called. It's just something I put together myself, but it was based on a song. I mean, in here it's just called the Snowplow Show intro. But wait, I can figure this out. Maybe. Aha! Here it is. I think. This song, right? This one? Is that the one? Yeah, it's, song called The Telephone Call by Joshua Dranoel, and that's the instrumental I used on the old phone show originally, but then I redid the intro, I think in Fruity Loops, and I made my own version of it, which is kind of inferior. I don't think mine has a rotary dial in it. Damn it, I suck. But I have like 10 different versions of these, so I don't know which one is the crapping on my balls one, but if you're just interested in that instrumental, I'm linking it in the show notes right now, so there you go. It's all yours. Please don't leave four voicemails next time to ask one question. Oh, holy shit, what are you doing? There's a bunch of them in here. Here's another four voicemails from you. I'm just deleting them. When you leave multiple voicemails, I just pick one, and I don't listen to the rest of them. You're wasting your time, and mine. Don't make me block your number. All right, last voicemail.
I love your new voicemail outgoing. Holy shit, I can't believe I'm on the Snowplow Show. Oh my god, this is the best day of my life.
Yeah.
So that's I just want to say that I think it's great that somebody finally, you know, satisfactorily called you out on your 420 number, and also that, what was the other thing? Oh, your outgoing was just so good. The other thing. Oh, I can't remember the other thing. But we're all going to be dead by that time, but what do you think about the projection that by 2048 we will run out of some numbers, and that the North American number
you watched that documentary too.
Says that they're likely to throw in an extra 9 after the first digit of your area code to like remedy that.
That's crazy.
All right, bye.
I wish I remembered where that video is from, because I would link to it in the show notes. It was kind of interesting, but I guess we're running out of phone numbers again, and we're running out of area codes, and 10 digits just isn't going to cut it anymore. But if we're still using phone numbers in 2048, that's going to be stupid. Like, why would we still be using phone numbers by that point? That's 29 years in the future. By then, we've got to be dialing email addresses or just FaceTiming each other or something that's not based on 100-year-old technology. And I don't care if they make the phone numbers, you know, like, make them 30 digits. Maybe that'll get people to stop using them, because phone numbers are stupid. Why are we still using phone numbers in 2019? Maybe I'll find that documentary and put that in the show notes, too. I'll have to look through my YouTube history. There's a few more voicemails in here, but that's enough for this show. I'm done. Thank you to the sponsors of today's show, Buster Casey, Serial Shitter, Cody No Name, Synth Head, and Derek S. And I would really appreciate it if all of you would support the show by going to patreon.com/phonelosers or phonelosers.com/cactus or that other thing that I use. It's in the show notes. I do these shows full time now, and it's all thanks to the people that support the shows. So thanks, everyone. You're the best. I love you all. Here's a song by a group called The Robots Will Kill Us All.
Starbucks doesn't have Wi-Fi. Your latte doesn't have enough foam. And you're starting to feel angry because an OS update just crashed your phone. But there's no need to worry. Your troubles will melt away. When you're staring down the barrel of a killer robot's laser death ray. Drones are flying in the skies, targeting you with solid size. And no one will hear your cries, cause the robots will kill us all. So there's no use hiding in the shopping mall, and you'll be first against the wall when the robots kill us all. Sea levels are rising, animals are going extinct, and a couple billion people are living in poverty. But when Skynet goes active, it starts a thermonuclear war. There won't be anyone left to care about those problems anymore. Drones are flying in the skies, targeting you with soulless eyes. And no one will hear your cries, cause the robots will kill us all. So there's no use hiding in the shopping mall, and you'll be first against the wall when the robots kill us all.
Listen, you're being an SOB.